Welcome to the Builder's Ladder with Marty Amos and Owen Chambers, the show for residential building company owners and general contractors wanting to make more money and buy back your time and build a business worth owning. We share what's working right now for the top 5% of residential building company owners and general contractors so you can implement it into your business.
Can you believe it? It's already the end of quarter 2 2024. I'm joined with my good friends Vinny, Marty.
Hello.
What's up, guys? How are
Hello.
We?
How are we doing?
Fantastic.
So nice. So all I want to do to wrap up the quarter, tell me highlight from the last 12 weeks. What's been your highlight, Vinny?
Can I say two?
Always sure. Overpromise.
Yeah. The one thing that sticks out, we actually did this exactly 12 weeks ago, and I'm excited to roll it out every quarter, but it was the sales and marketing three-day challenge or three-day event that we hosted online. That was, we had, I think, 120 to 160 people participate throughout the whole 3 days. We released all these new tools, all these new resources, some AI tools that, you know, helps cut basically 10 hours worth of work or even longer into just like 20 minutes worth of work. And it was just, yeah, it's created like very strong resources, very strong tools, and a really great community for our members, but also our members are getting booked ahead. They're filling out their pipelines, like 6 to 12 months in advance and stuff. And I can think of a lot of stories around that. But yeah, that was definitely number one. That was a huge highlight. And even though we're going to do an in-person event in 2 days, that was a big one. And the second one was what's been happening in Boardroom lately. We've been doing some really nice and really strong updates and upgrades to the program. We've been operating a lot more higher level systems with our members. We're operating high level masterminds as well. Like the community in there is getting a lot stronger, and it's just a really great place to be. And like everyone in there, like as soon as you're in that community, it's infectious, the vibe that like you have to elevate, you have to raise your standard, you have to grow.
I think things like sharing the best practice, what's working in their business right now, and you know, putting those into a tactic that someone else can use. And it's kind of like you're pulling back the kimono and you can see, oh, this is working well in my business. And here's how I did it. And this is what I did mindset-wise to get over that hump and get into play.
Yeah. Massive.
So that's my highlight.
So or good. I loved the event that you guys did, because what it helped with was...
Was that because we were away for 2 weeks while they were doing it?
The team did excellent. Absolutely. Like Carla, Cole, Kevin, Graham, Vinny, yourself, and, you know, Crystal... And Miriam and Maricel and Christine and Lucy and the list.
That team of 14 that you've built out has been awesome, Billy.
Yeah. Like, you guys have done such an exceptional job to support our members. But one of the favorite parts in that was, previously I have seen members struggle to ship content for their website, content for their info pack, content for their social media. And like they're busy builders. Like they're not marketing people. They're not meant to build great copy and shit like that. And we've built that tool now, and rather than it taking them 6 months or however long it takes to procrastinate on it, you divide that by 10 and then divide it by 10 again. Like, just wild. So that was awesome to see. I totally agree, man. So cool. Marty, what's been your highlight?
Well, can I go with two, seeing as Vinny was left?
Sure, you can have two.
All right. So number one would be getting my labor of love and hate done after 19 years, 2.5 years. Thanks also, Owen, for helping me rewrite it into English. Our book, The Profitable Builder, and I say ours because it was a joint
team effort.
There was a big team.
Book ain't nothing to laugh about. Like, If I'd had longer, I'd have written a shorter book, is the kind of like funny thing, because you laugh at it until you start writing a book and you go, damn, that's so true. Like, it's tough.
Absolutely. Like 320 pages, case studies from 15 members, cut down to 275 pages, plug and play tools that you can use for pricing, leadership, systems in your business, getting your team up to standard, and also how to build a great marketing pipeline to get booked out, plug and play sales strategies, and downloads to make it simple to get it into action. So I've made it like a buffet where you can pick and choose the parts that you most want to put into play, put it into bite-sized chunks, and I've rewritten it, sent it to members, had them edit it, and finally we have it.
Dude, it's great though. No, good don't to say go. It's just pump up your tires. Like, you can pick this up and you can open it at kind of any page and you'll be able to like take something from it. It's dense in the best way, not in that it's a big book and it's hard to read, but it's dense in that like every page you should be able to highlight something or take something away. So I'm looking forward to now you tackling the audiobook.
Absolutely. Well, and we're going to turn it into Audible, so audiobook as well, just like what we're doing here in the studio. And that dovetails nicely into, I think, our biggest, most strategic play is over the next 12 months and beyond, we are going to get back out in the community, get involved in the industry a lot more, and actually be face-to-face. So we're going to be doing an event every week in a different city, and we're going to be doing a book roadshow throughout New Zealand, Australia, the US, and Canada. And we're going to be having events with our partners, and we've just recently hired Carla, who is the GM of marketing
and partnerships,
and she's been in the industry for 10 years at a very well-known industry association, and we're stoked to have her on board. And so we've got a lot of partners that we're going to be bringing this roadshow throughout New Zealand, Australia, the US, and Canada, and really looking forward to getting out, meeting everyone, and helping them basically give away all our tools so that they can make changes and test drive this stuff.
It's going to be so good. Like, Carla is an awesome addition to the team. We are so excited because it's just going to allow us to accelerate and get into that community. And we've seen the impact that we can have with members online, and that's been great. We've got members from London to Invercargill, up to Whangarei, from Toowoomba, down through to
Wagga Wagga, Perth. Dubbo, Wallamaloo.
Exactly. But now we're actually going to go and be able to meet belly to belly. Have a drink, have some food, meet face to face, chew the fat, and actually help in person, which I think can be just as transformational by putting that time on. And it's just going to allow us to have a bigger impact. I can't wait.
Exactly. And just like doing these podcasts are a shitload better in person, like, because you actually become good mates, you get each other's vibe. So it is when you're in person meeting up with our members and actually going to their businesses and seeing the transformations that happen in their business and seeing our, you know, strategies up on their wall, their A to Z, their sales board, their pipeline booked out, and just seeing the buyback their time with their family. So pumped to do this. All right. Vinny and I have had two each. Owen, you're not going to let us down, are you? Do you have two?
Well, let me start with my big one. And my big one is that we've got lined up a bunch of brand new spotlight videos that we've done of members, where we've gone real pulled the curtain back, and we've shot these spotlight videos to actually show where people were when they started and where they are. And sometimes the transformation is not financial.
Yep.
And that's fucking huge, because it means that in fact, actual fact, the transformation has been that they've got time with their family, the ability to hang out with their kids, go to the soccer, provide support for their team, grow their company, maybe not from a top line perspective, but from a bottom line perspective. And these spotlights are really cool, super rewarding for our team to sort of see the impact that we have. And I can't wait to release them out over 100%. The next quarter, because they've just been shot and they're going to be coming out over the next quarter, so that you can see it as well, everybody at home. They can take one or two pieces from each one and apply them to their situation.
Yeah, that's, I think, the big things there are seeing the mindset transformation that people have, that think, I don't have to stay in this situation. I'm not a tree. I can change my situation, change my fate, and change my business by just doing things differently, getting some help, getting some processes and systems in place.
Yeah, massive. So we got that 10-part series coming out with 10 spotlights. All of them are going to be broken down with a really clear roadmap so that you be at home can take the system that they used, the process, or this mindset shift.
Oh, now there's a good idea. So you're saying we're going to give away the systems that's allowed them to scale. So we're going to take each person, do a spotlight, do a case study. They used these financial systems. So they led pricing to a target margin, the cash flow forecast. Then they implemented this system on site with 100%. The A to Z, their foreman.
That's right, because a rising tide lifts all boats. So your ability to be able to see somebody, I mean, we've started with a series of 10. Right. And it's the ability for you to find the two or three people that are just like you in your situation. And you're going to be able to really see behind the scenes of how they've applied our stuff to their situation, how you can do the same.
Yes.
Whether that's with us or without us, you know, politely, I don't care, because it's about making sure that the industry grows and improves as a whole. Right. And it's not a zero sum game here. We can all win. So that's what it's all about. So that'd be my biggest highlight, shooting all of those. And then honestly, you know, like, my role day to day is running of TPB Yours is getting the book done and looking into the future. Yours is taking care of the members and making sure the results are good. And what second highlight for me is just seeing the improvement and strength that our team have got.
Yeah.
And the systems that we've put in place ourselves to improve our business.
Absolutely. Awesome. Like, I think that's one of the big things is we practice what we preach. We've got 31 people now. It's going to be 34 within the next 3 or 4 weeks. And we're putting in place, great to see you growing as a leader, Vinny, and putting in place the, if anyone hasn't read the book, Who? Cannot recommend it highly enough in order to build out your team from a recruiting, hiring, onboarding, 90-day ramp up, and then the management to help them succeed. Since we're on the GC, what are the last words that you would give to take us home, Vinny?
Oh, that's all, now the spotlight's on me, but am I the 11th spotlight video? Or
absolutely.
Yeah, okay, no.
Well, we're going back to your house after this for a barbie to film it.
1,000%. No, but Who Not How is obviously a big thing as well, yes, as we're touching on that.
Dan Sullivan, great.
But book. You think, just with that mindset though, like if you do everything, you're always thinking about how. But when you have the right people in the right seats doing the right things, they actually lift the business up for you because people run the systems and your job as a business owner is to create systems to install so they can have the most success and lead the business the way it needs to.
And so what's the greatest quote that we've heard in the last 12 months from one of our colleagues?
It should feel easy when you have the right people in place and hard when you have the wrong people.
Exactly. Yeah. Hire nice. Great people, it'll feel easy. Hire average people, it'll feel hard. So if you find yourself stressing, procrastinating, or reaching down to help sort out the pricing, or reaching down to help sort out some of the systems in the office, or reaching down to go back on site, put out fires, etc., really dig into that and think, do I have a great person in there? Can they be trained, lifted up, or does this person suck and I need to find someone better and put some better processes in place?
Amen. So good. Well, thank you, gentlemen. It's been a great quarter. Here's to many more. And hopefully you watching at home have had a great quarter as well. And if not, then do something about it. Like Marty said, you're not a tree, sort your shit out. Here's to you. Here's to growing a great business and we'll see you next time.
All right. Take action. See you guys.
See you guys.
That's it for today's episode. Tune in every week if you want insights into what's working right now for the top 5% of residential building company owners and general contractors. There's 4 ways we can help you. 1, join our free Facebook group for tips, processes, best practice. 2, go to www.theprofessionalbuilder.com to download some resources, look at case studies, see what's possible for your business. 3, schedule a one-on-one chat. We'll have a 15-minute chat, see what we can do to help take your business to the next level. No obligation, give you plenty of tips. And lastly, get a copy of the new book that's come out to help make your business more profitable. Cheers.